Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. You're with Deborah Bouffet. Bonjour, mes amis. And we are here in lovely WBNW. For everyone out there that may not be aware, you know, I'm the owner of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and our flagship station is WBNW, Boston's Talk Variety, 1120 Boston. We're also simulcast with WPLM, which is 1390 in Plymouth, as well as WESO 970 in Southbridge. And to top it off, we are worldwide via the internet. So we have the beauty of all connecting with beautiful souls out there. Now, today we are, usually, as you know, I have a guest. I am solo today. However, one of our new hosts is in the studio, and I'll introduce her a little later. It's an open forum. Anything goes. So anyone out there that would like to give us a call and ask me any kind of question, it could be based on a previous show, any topic, or anything about my lessons in my life, I'm open to answer any questions you may have. Also, you've heard and we'll be hearing more and more about the Natural Living Expo, which is the Spirit of Change down in Sturbridge, Massachusetts. They are coming up on September 26th and 27th, both days of the weekend. Okay. And we are giving tickets away. So starting this week on the show, and then with other Dream Vision shows and guests, we'll be giving away tickets to anyone that would like to give us a call. So feel free to give us a call on anything. The number here is 888-205-2263. Again, 888-205-2263. Now, I'm just going to let it flow, whatever comes to mind, but I do want to talk about money and the value of ourselves and how we relate to money and value. And many of us, this goes back to the Empowered Connections with Path to Your Power, the Divine Love Within consultations that I've started to do about a month ago. The whole thing is we as a people, and more so I think in this country than other countries in the universe, we just seem to have a problem learning to truly love ourselves and value ourselves. And that, to me, everything goes back to how we feel about ourselves, the way we act, the way we think, the things that come out of our mouth, the way we interact with others. It all goes back to how we feel about ourselves. And one of the things, and I will be incorporating this, by the way, with those Path to Your Power consultations. If you want to know more, I should mention, go on the site. It's Love by Intuition, and it's Love by BYIntuition.com. And you can see everything there. It explains. You can feel the essence of what this is all about and what I'm about. If you have any questions, you can certainly send an email at empoweredconnections@yahoo.com. It's all one word, empoweredconnections@yahoo.com. And I'd be glad to answer any questions. So what I feel is what happens to us when we come on this earth is that we really take on our family's views and thoughts, and from other lifetimes as well. So we come on this earth, and already we start to feel like we don't have value for ourselves. And what I mean by that is if you have someone that says to you, you can't do that when you're a little girl or boy, you can't do that, then you start thinking, okay, well, why can't I do that? What's wrong with me? And then if someone happens to say the word, we were just talking about this earlier, the word stupid, which is a word that I heard a lot as a child. And so what happens is you begin to believe that you're stupid and there's something wrong with you. And so I know with many kids growing up, something happens where they start to feel there's something wrong with them and they don't value themselves. So the first thing that comes to mind when we talk about money is, what do you believe? What kind of belief systems have you taken on from your parents, from people around you, from other kids when you were small? And maybe it's, again, it's from another lifetime. So it's getting down to what those belief systems are and then releasing them, because they're really blocks. And I'll give you an example. And I may have shared this before. When we were brought up, we lived on a farm. We always had good food because we had the farm. But I remember my dad always complaining about not having enough money. And we couldn't do this, we couldn't do that, because we didn't have enough money. And one of the things that happened, which we can laugh at now, and it's really, I find it humorous, when there were five of us, five kids, and the older ones were myself and my other sister. We were a year apart, and we had bicycles, and we went everywhere on our bicycles. And when I became, it was either 12 or 13, and my sister was, again, a year older, we wanted to have bathing suits. We wanted to be really cool with these bathing suits. And so what my mother said to us was, if you really want those bathing suits, you're going to have to sell your bikes. And we were mortified, because those bikes took us everywhere, you know, around the country. Back then, you know, you could ride a bike for a couple of miles in the fields, in the pasture, in the country, and, you know, everything was fine. So that's how we got away from our tumultuous childhood. And now we were faced to sell those bikes to get a bathing suit, which we did. And my sister and I, we thought we were so hot because we had these bathing suits. And my whole point was, that's just a little idea. We didn't have clothes from the store when we were that age. We did when we were little, but as time went on with the more kids, we had to make our clothes. And what we did is we took clothes, old things from my mom, and we sewed and we recreated something else. So when you think about that, it was a beautiful thing because we created, yet what I took on, and I know my sisters did the same, is that, you know, we don't have enough money. We don't have enough to do certain things. And so in my adult life, and it started about almost 2 years ago with the money thing with me, the value of who I am and why am I thinking in lack. And the reason is because part of it went back to the way we were brought up. And I believed that lack, that I wasn't entitled to having abundance. So that's what I'm loving to work with people, because it all turns into value of who we are and what we think of ourselves. And I must say that we're all the same. You've heard me say we're all one, which I truly believe. And it's in a higher level of consciousness. Obviously, we're separate bodies, but we're all, I said that to my in-laws one time, and my father-in-law looked at me like I had five heads. No, we're not. But to look at it at a higher level of consciousness, we are all one people. And so with that said, one person isn't better than the other. Granted that people that are went on to school, PhDs, double masters, MDs, all of that, it is wonderful for what they can bring to other people. But degrees and all of that, or someone that wrote 7 or 10 books, it's wonderful, and I honor all that they have done and what they can bring to help people. But, you know, I just feel that we're all the same. One isn't better than the other. Even though where I am in my level of consciousness, I'm not any better than someone that's just starting to question, you know, who they are, where they are, why we're on this earth. But I do believe that we all are here in service to the light. And as you know, you've heard me say, God, that's what I believe. God, you could have Buddha, you can have Allah, whoever you believe in. We are all here in service to help each other and to help learn lessons. So I'm going to put the number out again. Again, anyone that calls in, you can get a free ticket to the Natural Living Expo. That is September 28th and 29th in Massachusetts, lovely Sturbridge, which is beautiful, a lot of antique shops and restaurants and such there. The number here at WBNW is 888-205-2263. And I have to say, I love WBNW. I've been with other stations, and I just have to say, I just love everyone here. We're one big happy family, aren't we, Zach? So, again, 888-205-2263. And if you'd like to know more of, we're going to be talking with Pat for a little bit. She's here listening and watching so that when she starts her show, she'll have some experience under her belt. And I want to share a little later about all the different hosts that are coming on and the different modalities and their messages. And I'm just feeling wonderful about Dream Visions because so many wonderful people are coming on board so that we can really help serve you, the listener, and help you find more peace, love within, peace within, and joy in your life. And I don't know of another person on this earth, if you ask them, would they like more joy in their life? I don't know anyone that would say, no, that's not for me. I like to be miserable. And anyone that has a little issue, I think, I truly know, it's not what I think, I know that it's because they're reaching out, they're calling out, some people scream out, and they just want to be loved. When you really think about when you're interacting with someone within the family or a friend, or maybe you have a little confrontation with someone in your work, really think about it and where is it coming from. And it really boils down to, I believe, that either you or he or she or both are really looking for validation. You're looking for love. You're looking for someone to say, you're okay and I love you. And it can, and it's not the romantic love, not that there's anything wrong with that. But it's the purest love of loving another person. And what's really amazing is when you can send love to someone you don't even know. So, getting back to the value of who we are, I want to address people that have businesses, people that have a service that one needs to really start initially by looking at themselves and knowing that they truly love themselves and what are they going to offer, and that the value of what they offer goes back to you about thinking and knowing that you truly love yourself and you're offering a wonderful product or a wonderful service. And I want to mention too, when you have people working for you, train them, please, especially if they're going to interact with the human race on the telephone. I'm going to mention a little thing that happened this week, but I will share that when we come back again. The number here on the Love by Intuition show is 888-205-2263. We'll be back in a moment.
To the all-new, all-talk WBNW 1120 Boston's Talk Variety.
Would you like to be a radio star? Now there's a show that allows holistic business owners to test the radio wave waters with ease. Host your own show on the Global Holistic Exchange. Send your message over the Greater Boston airwaves and internationally via the Internet. For more information, contact Deborah Beauvais, Deborah at DreamVision7Radio.com or call 508-226-1723. 508-226-1723. The Global Holistic Exchange is all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The ultimate in green living and healthy lifestyles awaits you at the 2009 Natural Living Expo, September 26th and 27th at the Sturbridge Host Hotel. Featuring keynotes by Donna Eden, Dr. Bernie Siegel, John Holland, and David Feinstein. The event features over 75 workshops, 135 exhibits, healthy cooking demos, and more. Bring the whole family. The Eco Kids Discovery Trail activities for the kids. Admission is just $8 and includes both days. Free admission for kids 12 and under. Join us for the 2009 Natural Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th at the Sturbridge Host Hotel. Presented by Spirit of Change Magazine. For more info, go to naturalexpo.org. That's naturalexpo.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
When a child is diagnosed with a serious illness, the day-to-day joys of childhood take a back seat to the rigors of treatment and hospitalization. For more than two decades, Starlight New England has dedicated itself to improving the quality of life for children with serious medical conditions by providing entertainment, education, and family activities that help them cope with the pain, fear, and isolation of prolonged illness. For the next few months, Dream Vision 7 Radio will host radio events to raise awareness and funds for Starlight Children's Foundation. Together we can help brighten the lives of seriously ill children. To learn more, go to DreamVision7Radio.com and participate in one of our events.
You searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at DreamVision7Radio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Deborah Beauvais with the Love by Intuition show, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network right here on WBNW, the Boston's Talk Variety, 1120 a.m. Anyone here that would like to ask us a question, anything and everything, it's an open forum. Anything goes today because I, for some reason, I'm, you know, just this particular week, I didn't have a guest, and I'm like, this is okay. It works for me. So ask us a question, 888-205-2263. We're talking about, this is part of the Path to Your Power. That is the fairly new consultations that I do on with Empowered Connections, which is my other company. And it's all about completing the circle of illuminating love, is what I say. And it all goes back to loving ourselves. And for those that may not be aware, a lot of times when we believe in a higher source and God, a lot of times we begin to know that God loves us and we end up loving Him. However, the main component I know that is missing with many people is that they're not loving themselves. They don't know that the light that they have within is part of God and that we are love. We represent love. We've forgotten. We did know at one time, I believe, but somewhere along the way through the thousands of years, we have forgotten and our egos have taken over. And now we're listening to that small talk that runs around in our heads, around and around and around. Anyway, I want you to get off the merry-go-round and really, learn how to love yourself. So that everything, once you have that in your heart and you're connected with the light, everything starts to just turn around. Your life, the kids, the jobs, the different things. Yes, we're going to have challenges and there is a big shift in the universe, as many of us know. And with that, there's a lot of challenges I find with electrical situations, technology. Different things come up over and over again. I added it up in the last 3 months, and I'm all done. It started with my car, and it ended with my car. I'm going to pick up my car today. And everything with appliances breaking down, it all adds up to about $6,000. Now, the old me, now I have to be honest with you. I was like, what is going on? And I had a little, well, I had a big cry for myself and I felt better. And I strongly suggest if you feel like crying about anything, let it out. Because if you hold it in, it only festers and it turns to something that is needs to be addressed with your body. You can have an illness. You can be sick because you're festering all this stuff. So I had a good cry for myself, and this was before my car broke down the second time. It actually broke down last Thursday when I was here as I was attempting to drive home. So I looked at it and I was like, okay, it doesn't fit into my budget, but it is what it is, and I can choose going down the path of fear and the lack of money, or I can stay on my path of love and know that everything's going to be okay. And so that's what I did. And this is the whole thing when you evolve to a place, and it's little baby steps to get to a place where all this stuff happens. You know it doesn't fit in the budget. What are you going to do? You have a home, you have mortgages, all of that. But it depends on how you feel about it. Now, the key is if you live in fear and if you are, you're just doom and gloom, and what are you going to do? Then does it help anything when you're in that spot? If you're doom and gloom and you're a whiny baby like I was for an afternoon, and maybe mentioned it a couple times after, but if you're stuck in that, if you're stuck in all that stuff and you can't get out of it, what is it? My whole point is the path of love. You're positive. You know things are going to turn around. You know you're going to be okay. You're living in the present moment and all will be well. The other way, it's doom and gloom. What am I going to do? I'm going to na 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 na. And when you're in that space, does it serve you and do you get positive results if you're whiny baby for weeks at a time over what's happened? No. So if it isn't working for you, why not go on the path of love? And to me, it seems just black and white. The other way isn't working. It isn't working. It isn't bringing you abundance. It isn't making you happy. So if it isn't working, then stay on the path of love. And once you are on the path of love, even when something does happen, you do have your little time, because I really think you need to, wallow in it for an afternoon so that you can release it And then once you're on that path of love, you stay there. And you can go right back on it. That's the neat part. And if the ego comes in and starts saying, you know, you're not good enough, you're this or that, you just say, hey, you know what? I don't need that anymore. I'm on the path of love. Now, before the break, I mentioned about what happened. And if you're in service, if you're offering a service in your business, teach and train your people on the phone. Because I've had, and I've mentioned them before, but yesterday, and you have caller ID so you can see who's there. It was a media company of some sort. And the woman said, hello, is this Empowered Connections? And I said, yes, it is. And she was like, and what's your name? And I replied, Deborah Beauvais. And usually I will say, what is your name? However, she asked me where my business was. And I said, well, Rehoboth, Massachusetts. And then she replied, oh, well, you're not in my territory. Okay. Bang. On the phone. Slammed in my ear. And I'm like, what was that? So, I mean, we need to train people. What she should have said is, hi, I'm Susie Snowflake from XYZ Company. And I believe she said the XYZ Company. But it was so quick, I didn't hear that part of it. And then, I am calling because of da-da-da. And then when she identifies that I'm not in her territory, oh, I'm so sorry, you're not in my territory. It was nice to connect with you. Thank you very much. Bye now. And allow me to say goodbye and then hang up. And I'm just amazed at grown adults who are not able to talk politely on the phone, and they're calling you to see if you can purchase something, and then they slam the phone in your ear. It was just, so train your people. Okay. If you're in service, if you are in a business and you have a product or service, go back to the value of who you are, because if you're not feeling that you are a valued individual, your product or your item that you're selling or your service isn't going to go to the places you want it to go. And what I mean by that is giving and receiving. And if you're giving a product or a service, you need to receive on the other end. And we do that with radio and a lot of different things. Like even with, you know, a massage therapist, they give a service. They ask for a fee. If you get your car fixed, they don't fix it for free. And so there's a balance there. And I'm all about that giving and receiving and the balance of the universe. So when you give to a human being with your service, if you don't charge a fee, and I'm bringing this up because I learned it a couple years ago. Eric Pearl was talking about it during the seminar a couple weekends ago. And I think it's so important with especially with the holistic healing group of practitioners, because many of them are in lack in their thoughts, even though they are giving beautiful services. And so it's again working on the value of what you're bringing and the balance of the universe. Because when you give something, you have full intention to give that service or that item to someone because you want to make them happy. If they are not giving something in return, they are not receiving the full intention of what you were giving. And so it breaks the universe. Now, I'm not saying that you should never give anything away for free. I think that is glorious, and we do that all the time. However, what I usually do is if I give something, I will say, you know, in return, would you like to give to a charity? It doesn't matter if they give $5 to the charity. That's fine with me. And I'll give an example. I had a good friend come on the show a few weeks back. I used to work with him, and now he and his wife have a glorious yoga center in Portsmouth. It's called 10th Gate. And And he came on, and I asked him if he would like to give in return to one of the charities. And what happened was he gave me two glorious human beings that would be wonderful on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. So do you see the balance there? I gave to him, he gave in that way, and it all is a beautiful thing. But I've getting back to many people that I speak with, they're still in lack because they're on that fear boat. They're on the road of fear instead of the road of love. And you can tell when you talk with them. Many times I talk about radio, and it may end up that I'm helping them that day because they're going through something, and that conversation has nothing to do with radio. But it's okay because I am giving them a service, and many times those people will call back even, you know, a month later or a few months later, and now they're ready and they've seen the value in who they are and they want to go forward. So think about all of that. Really think and make the choice to ask yourself, do you value you? How do you feel about yourself? Are you criticizing yourself in your mind with that small talk in our ego? Are you tearing yourself up the front and the back? You're not good enough. You never went to school. You don't have the best clothes. You have large thighs. You know, whatever it may be, we all do it. And it's learning how to stop that. And I can help you do that through the path to your power. And it all comes together with the money thing. If you want money in your pockets, if you want abundance of money to do all the things that you want to do and you want to give to people as well, it all starts with us and how we feel about ourselves. And when you charge a fee for your service, know that you are giving them a value that is incomparable to anything else. And know that in your heart, know that in your soul. And then if they choose, because there are people out there that will choose not to go forward, do not take it personally. It's not about you. It's about they cannot see the value of who they are. And so off they go. And that's okay, because when they come around, they'll call you again and they'll be at a higher level of consciousness, knowing that what you offer is of much value. And it's all good. It's all good. So we're coming up on a break, but I want to first introduce Pat Hastings. She is from a book that she wrote, which is wonderful, and it's simply A Woman of Faith. And you can go on her site, simplyawomanoffaith.com. And she is going to join the Dream Visions group, doing a monthly show starting, October. And it's the October 3rd, I believe, right, Pat? So welcome to the studio and seeing what goes on here. And we've got a minute. Tell us a little bit about what your show is going to represent.
The title of my show is called Let Miracles Find You, and it's going to be an inspirational show where I will invite regular people on the show to share their miracles in their lives. So I'm very excited about the show. I have lots of ideas and have already lined up people who have these wonderful, powerful stories to share.
And I can't wait. I'm really excited about you coming on, because as we talked, they're going to be miracle messengers. And I love, and for those people out there, when you have a show with us, with Dream Vision, you can create it however you choose to and mix it up. And that's the part that I love, that creativity. And if it's coming from you, each of the hosts, then it's very unique and people will learn and grow and all that good stuff. Our number here at WBNW is 888-205-2263. Feel free to give us a call. You can ask Pat a question about her new show coming up. You can ask myself, of course. Again, 888-205-2263. And when you call, all you have to do is tell Zach your name and number or email address, and I'll connect with you, and I'll send you a ticket to the Natural Living Expo in Sturbridge. And I should mention, too, go on the site, dreamvision7radio.com, and add your email address. Where we're growing, and we have so many specials that I offer, and the hosts and their guests, you can get to know what's happening. We'll be back in a moment. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed, lying naked on the floor.
You're listening to the all-new, all-talk WBNW 1120 Boston's Talk Variety.
You searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
The ultimate in green living and healthy lifestyles awaits you at the 2009 Natural Living Expo, September 26th and 27th at the Sturbridge Host Hotel. Featuring keynotes by Donna Eden, Dr. Bernie Siegel, John Holland, and David Feinstein. The event features over 75 workshops, 135 exhibits, healthy cooking demos, and more. Bring the whole family. The Eco Kids Discovery Trail activities for the kids. Admission is just $8 and includes both days. Free admission for kids 12 and under. Join us for the 2009 Natural Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th at the Sturbridge Host Hotel. Presented by Spirit of Change Magazine. For more info, go to naturalexpo.org. That's naturalexpo.org. Rhode Island Natural Awakenings Magazine is an indispensable personal resource for people seeking a healthy, natural, sustainable lifestyle. In our free monthly publication, you'll find practical, cutting-edge information on natural health, nutrition, fitness, personal growth, green living, creative expression, and more. Find Natural Awakenings wherever free magazines are typically found. You can read it online at rinaturalawakenings.com or call 401-709-2473 to find a location near you.
When a child is diagnosed with a serious illness, the day-to-day joys of childhood take a back seat to the rigors of treatment and hospitalization. For more than two decades, Starlight New England has dedicated itself to improving the quality of life for children with serious medical conditions by providing entertainment, education, and family activities that help them cope with the pain, fear, and isolation of prolonged illness. For the next few months, Dream Vision 7 Radio will host radio events to raise awareness and funds for Starlight Children's Foundation. Together we can help brighten the lives of seriously ill children. To learn more, go to dreamvision7radio.com and participate in one of our events.
Looking for someone special to love? Wondering why you haven't found the one? Tired of coming up empty? Why not seek a clearer path to love by connecting to a place of the divine love within? Be the truth of who you are. Become the love you want to attract. Allow Deborah to help prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship you so deserve. Clarity, joy, serenity, and amazing love. It all starts with you. Call Deborah Beauvais at Empowered Connections, 508-226-1723. Again, 508-226-1723 or empoweredconnections at yahoo.com.
I'm Joe Mantricati, co-host of the Area Real Estate Show. Absolute real estate advice. And that's what you'll get Sundays at 2 on Boston's Talk Variety, WBNW AM 1120.
To stay ahead of the game, is anybody famous? Everybody wants fame. Always trying to break you down. Thinking that it'll...
Welcome back, everyone. You're with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. And that is my man, Prince. You know what? I've had dreams about Prince. They've been pretty good. Anyway, I want to talk about, or share, should I say, about all the new hosts that are coming on. Again, I do want to put the number out, 888-205-2263. Don't be shy, and no question is a silly question. You can ask me anything you desire. Again, 888-205-2263. And, okay, what else do I want to say other than... Well, let's get into the different hosts that we have. We have a whole new group edition that's coming up in September, and October. Pat's show is coming up in October. We have everyone from, we have Christine Conway, who her show, she's a feng shui practitioner and space clearer, and her show is going to be coming up in September. There's going to be three global shows, global 1, 2, and 3. The first one is 10 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays. The second is right after the first, 11 to 12 noon. And then the third global is Sunday evenings, 7 to 8. So there's going to be all an eclectic group of practitioners. Christine is on Sunday night. And I should have brought my notes so I can remember all the names of the shows. Harmonious... Abundance, no, living, no, harmonious abundance. That's what it is, I believe. So that's Christine Conway. And then we also have Kate Beaters, and it's success. I shouldn't even read. You know what? I'm not going to say the names of the shows because I'm just going to mess them up. So we have Christine Conway. We also have Kate Beaters. She is a EFT practitioner. So she will have everything around EFT and more. Cheryl Turgeon, she is going to be on the Saturday, every fourth Saturday, and she is a certified whole foods nutritionist and will be getting into all kinds of things, sensitivities with food, which I am interested in, and all that would encompass whole foods and nutrition. And then we have... I should mention Lydia Costa's coming back with her interior design on a monthly show. And we have Priscilla Gale, who is starting in September. And she is a Reiki master, a Shambhala Reiki, and all a number of different Reikis. And so her show will be all about her. It's Sacred Song Reiki. What's interesting is she is a opera singer as well, well-known, and was in the fast pace of the music world. And you can go on, you can just do PriscillaGale.com and hear all the things that she did with her music career. We have, as you know, Andrea Fraze, who's on Tuesdays. She has a workshop every week. I love it. And so tune in to her. She's on Tuesdays 1 to 2. Pravita Chiavadoni, and she is a life coach. She's on every Wednesday 1 to 2. We have, let me see, who else do we have? Terry Porter, who is a global monthly person, and she's a psych medium. And you've heard much about her and her show, Tapping with Spirit. Karen Paolino is also on the Global, who she's an angel messenger, a hypnotherapist, and has written a beautiful book, and a new book is coming out. And Jeannie White, who her show is Connect with Jeannie White. She is someone that talks about what's happening on and up to date, what's happening in the news and people around. She has beautiful people on her show. She might have three or four people on her shows. Someone that's a writer, an author, and the fun girls that are on, Ra-Ra, Laura. I'll do a shout out for Laura and all the girls. They're wonderful. Janae. So there's just so many wonderful people that we have and more coming on. So if you would like to know more information on how to do a weekly show or a monthly show, we have a few spots. Give me a call at 508-226-1723. You can create your show. The only criteria that we ask for is that it's making a difference with the world. You're in service to the light with whatever you're doing, and the shows are positive, so you can create however you would like, have guests, and I help you. I'm here to help train you. We were just talking on the break when I started in radio. I said yes. They put a microphone in front of me, and that was it. But that's how we learn, and that's how I came to create Dream Visions and helping all the new hosts. So I hope I didn't forget anyone. Again, if anyone would like to call in and get a free ticket to the expo, it's 888-205-2263 right here on WBNW. Again, 888-205-2263. So I'm going to ask Pat, do you have a question or anything you'd like to share?
I wasn't thinking about a question. What would I like to share? I would like to share that I'm very excited about starting my own show, and it happened very quickly for me. I hadn't even been thinking about a radio show, and I was invited on another radio show in Las Vegas. And after I got off, she said, what about being a radio host? And I said, I hadn't thought about that. And I prayed about it, and it became very strong that this is what the universe, God wanted me to do. So that's, and then I called Deborah, and I had a dream, and it just felt really, really peaceful. So I've never done this before. I'm jumping in. But it feels like the right thing for me to do. It's the next step in my journey.
Right. Well, I'm so glad to hear that, because I find that just about everyone that comes forward, whether they call me or I call them, it's like the perfect timing. It's like the divine timing. And certainly there are a lot of other people that it may not be the divine timing, but the ones that come forward, they, you know, I hear a lot of times, well, you know what? I knew I wanted to take my business to a new level, put it out to the universe, and it just so happens that you're calling me today. And I love that when that happens, because then you know that the universe, well, you know anyway, once you're, you know, connected to the light, but you really know that the universe is working and this is to be.
And it what I'm particularly enjoying about it, it's, and I have a little affirmation that I say daily, and it's, my day unfolds in peace, ease, and grace. And the way this is coming about, it's just happening, and people are coming to me.
Right.
I'm going to have a co-host on with me for every show, and I've found like two or three within a week who just really resonate with me, and we have the same kind of energy and light.
Right. See, isn't that wonderful? It's glorious, because and with anything, whether it's our jobs or relationships or our partners or dating or family, whichever, things are to go smoothly, especially in relationships. If it isn't going smoothly, then it's really, you need to pay attention to that. And so when it's right and it's in divine timing, then, you know, it's fun when all the things just kind of fall into place.
And I can tell that I'm on the right path because I have that peace in my heart.
Yeah. Oh. And we actually connected a year and a half ago. And then coming together this time, it's again, I can't say it enough, divine timing, because I can always feel, I get tingly and goosebumpy and just feel the love, and I love that. And certainly sometimes you don't feel love with others, and so what I've learned, which I like to teach, is to actually send love to those that you may not feel the love. And you know, you just put, I don't know if you do this, but I put them in a bubble. And my bubbles are always white, and I think wonderful thoughts of them, even though they may have not been nice to me, and I just send them love. And I visualize that bubble actually going out over the trees and into the clouds to that person. And because it is a reflection on us. And if we're angry and, you know, upset and we say derogatory things about other people, that's only bouncing right back to us. Do you believe that too?
I do. And one of the things that I say, if somebody has crossed my path or whatever, I have a, what I say is, I release judgment and send light and love.
Right.
And that's always, I love that too.
Yeah.
It really frees me up, and it's sending light to that person who really needs the light and the love.
Right. And that's really what it, again, from speaking earlier in the show, it's all about the love. So say that again.
I release judgment and send light and love.
I love that. Yeah, and it's short and easy. See, I think it's so important to have different things like that 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 we say. Some of the things that I say when the ego pops in, because we are human, I will say, excuse me, go away, cancel. I say, cancel, cancel. What I find is, even within my friends and family, they're so used to, when they're speaking, you know how like, someone will say, this headache is killing me. And I'm like, cancel, cancel. And they'll say, what do you mean? Well, that word killing, think about what you're saying. Is that going out? Is that coming back to you? Is that a positive? Who wants to say that? But it's just our verbiage that we're used to saying without even thinking. So, anyway. Anything, would you like to address that? And then I want to end the show with a little message.
Address what?
About, you know, any little things that you do when something happens, and you say, like I say, cancel a lot with those words.
I sometimes do delete, which is on the same line, like the computer you delete. I'll use that. That will help me.
Yeah.
But releasing judgment and send light and love really works for me.
Mm.
And it's really become part of my life. When something happens, I just automatically release judgment and send light and love.
Right. And it's really a choice. You know, we all have been there. We've all been to that place where we've criticized others and criticized ourselves more and thought negatively. And it's a choice to change. I want to leave everyone with a prayer. It is a prayer. From Marianne Williamson. It's about money. And here it is. Dear God. Dear God. I just lost it. Dear God, I surrender to you all my thoughts about debt. I surrender to you all my thoughts about abundance. And I'm going to share it next week. You know what? Because I lost it and I'm not going to say it properly. So tune in next week. Everyone, I'm sending vibrations of love to all of you. Au revoir.